Thank you, Sarah. Now to our last batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox. A new charging centre of electric vehicles comes to the city. A fast food boss helps with the Ukrainian crisis. A family have a long-lost war medal given to them.
Drivers of state-of-the-art electric vehicles will soon be able to power up courtesy of a new charging centre in the city. GridServe has set up a swanky site on the Broadland Gate Business Park near Postwick. The high-tech site is part of a £1 billion investment rollout by the firm across the country. And now the company has revealed the site will open soon. The forecourt is only GridServe's second in the country. It boasts an all-new design and can provide up to 350 kilowatts of high power charging for 22 vehicles. There'll also be 6 low-power charging bays and a further 8 bays for the Tesla supercharger network. With development and opening of the new forecourt, the initiative has created more than 25 full-time jobs through the design, engineering, construction and operation phases. A GridServe spokesman said, "All of the power delivered on site will either be zero carbon or net zero carbon energy."
Neighbours in a busy road were woken to the sound of wailing sirens and the sight of flames erupting into the sky. The major junction between Mile Cross Lane, Boundary Road and Cromer Road was blocked by emergency services after a fire broke out in a property. Although the fire began in a private garden in Mile Cross Lane, it spread to neighbouring Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Crews from Sprowston, Earlham, Wroxham, Heatherset, Aylsham, Wyndham and Long Stratton were called to the scene near the Boundary Junction. Firefighters had to wear breathing apparatus using main and hose reel jets to battle the flames for nearly 2 hours.
Another talking newspaper for the visually impaired has marked its 24th year serving the local community. The Wyndham and Attleborough talking newspaper celebrated their anniversary on the 10th of April. It launched its weekly audio news and information service in 1998 when recordings were copied onto cassette tapes and posted to listeners. A team of volunteers now put the audio content on a USB stick for 30 listeners. Recordings can be accessed on the Talking Newspaper website at www.watn.org.uk, or you can ring 01953 605 434.
The grandchildren of a Norfolk soldier have been united with his long-lost First World War medal after it was unearthed in a field by a metal detectorist. Fiona Day and Richard Hayton said it was a special moment to be handed the wartime honour belonging to Harold Frederick Mutimer, who served with the Royal Fusiliers and the Royal Norfolk Regiment. History enthusiast Matt Arthurton discovered the 1914 Mons Star Medal, awarded for service in France or Belgium, in a riverside pasture on the outskirts of Norwich. Despite it being slightly damaged, Mr. Arthurton set about trying to find the descendants of the brave man the honour had been awarded to. He found out that Mr. Mutimer was born in 1895 in Swainsthorpe and died in Norwich in 1936. He served in the 18th Battalion Royal Fusiliers and the 9th Battalion Norfolk Regiment and may have fought at the Somme. Mr. Arthurton's appeals for information led to the discovery of surviving family members, and he was able to hand over the medal to Mr. Mutimer's grandchildren at the spot where it was found. It was unearthed on land near Drayton, near to a site where their grandfather ran Taverham Market Garden nurseries after the war. The family said regaining the medal is particularly poignant because his other medals were stolen in a burglary 30 years ago.
The Queen has recognised a group of accident and rescue volunteers in the region by supporting their life-saving service. The Norfolk Accident Rescue Service received news of the donation after a letter on the behalf of the monarch was sent to the emergency medical charity. NARS, which has been operating since 1970, is based in Dereham and provides additional support to the ambulance service and has a team of voluntary lifesavers made up of doctors, paramedics, critical care paramedics, nurses and first responders. Its dedicated volunteers help treat patients quickly, provide basic life support and use critical thinking that directly saves patients' lives. And their vital work in the county has not gone unnoticed by Her Majesty, who has donated funds to NARS through the Privy Purse Charitable Trust.
A fast food boss said watching the Ukraine crisis unfold as he sat among his family prompted him into taking action himself. Kevin Foley, who owns a number of McDonald's restaurants around Norfolk, including Norwich, has taken the 3,700-mile round trip to the border of the war-torn country with essential items. Mr. Foley said, "Like everyone, I was appalled at what was going on in Ukraine. The catalyst for me, though, was when I was watching everything unfold on the television with my family. We were watching families getting split up and seeing fathers hugging their children before they had to leave them. My eldest son, who is 18, said, if we lived in Ukraine, we'd have to go and fight and leave everyone. That's when it dawned on me, how would I feel? I knew I had to do something. The 54-year-old entrepreneur rolled up his sleeves and got to work, contacting other business owners in his network who helped with transport and the collection of items. Mr. Foley explained, I spoke to Simon Fenneran, whose family owns the Banningham Crown pub, because he had already done one run over to Poland. He sorted out all the logistics for the trip, and I set up a wish list on Amazon for people to see what supplies were needed. Sleeping bags, trauma kits, medical supplies and so on. I immediately started to get 15 to 20 deliveries a day. By the time Mr. Foley, Mr. Fenneran and the rest of the team were ready to depart on April 10th, they had 21 vans full of supplies. Six of the vans went to the Romanian border at Helmau, while others went to various locations, including Poland and Berlin, where the items were then taken to the Ukrainian capital of Kiev.
Well, that's all from Lorna and I. Now it's over to Marion Penn and John Francis for part two.